Johnson on No Kings, Schumer, Senate Dems stood arm in arm with some of the most radical groups ever assembled on U.S. soil. By Jeff Poor on October 21, 2025. Monday on FNC's Hannity, House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, castigated Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, and his Senate Democrat colleagues for embracing the radical elements of the so-called No Kings protests over the weekend. Johnson noted that Schumer and Senate Democrats stood arm in arm, side by side with groups that openly advertised themselves to be affiliated with communism. "The left has come after you all day today because you call these rallies hate America rallies," host Sean Hannity said. "And you know, I just played just a small smidgen, and we could put more video up on the screen of some of the incidents that occurred over the weekend. I didn't see a lot of love in the room. But I want you to comment on that part because you're not backing down from your comments, one. And number two, how, what is the point of this? And why won't one Democrat, not one, speak out against these people? I played all that rhetoric." Johnson replied, "Yeah, Sean, look, we're seeing a moment of real clarity. The American people can see exactly what is going on right here. These rallies we described as the Hate America rallies because there is no better description. Look at who was involved. Chuck Schumer and the Senate Democrats went out there to participate. They stood arm in arm, side by side with some of the most radical groups that have ever assembled on U.S. soil. They openly advertised that they were co-sponsored. They were Soros-funded, and they were co-sponsored by the Communist Party USA, the Young Communist League of New York, and all the other radical groups. They're out there championing that issue. Now, look, listen to these people's own language, Sean, what they stand for. It is completely the opposite of what America was founded upon. They don't like living here. They don't like capitalism or the free enterprise system. They don't like the founding principles of the country. Individual freedom and limited government and the rule of law and peace through strength and fiscal responsibility, free markets, human dignity. They're against all of that. And they go out and they put out these radical messages, violent messages," he continued. "They want to call for the murder of a president who's already survived two failed assassination attempts, and they're mocking the death of Charlie Kirk. These people can be evaluated and judged on their own actions. And I think everybody in the country can see exactly what's going on here." Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.